in today's world, there's a lot of people talking about turning men into women, women into boys, boys into girls. Everyone's kind of choosing who they can be or what they're going to be. But the truth is, if you look around, there is one incredibly sad and frightening statistic, and that is that men are turning into boys, and women are turning into men. I don't mean just their gender. I mean the overall mindset, heart, and attitude. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Lyons. Thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And as always, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. It's a Friday. Remember, get as many people to church as possible. Ask, invite, bribe, whatever it takes. Get them to a church that preaches Jesus. That is goal number one. Now, let's jump into today. My heart is beating through my chest as of late. Yes, I have both my boys back at home living with me. I have my grandkids back at my house living with me. It's made me reflect a lot. And today I want to talk to you about turning boys of religion into men of God, or how to be a hardcore example of a Christ follower. And like I said, I've got grandkids. So now I'm in the middle of reliving the how-tos in raising godly men and women. When I look at what has taken place in men 30 and under in today's world, I'm literally shocked. And then when I look at the women who are 30 and under, again, shocked. It's as if they've changed places. Not that men back in my day were these pinnacle of good behavior, but the fact that they would swap out and that they would become the feminists, the feminine, the wussies of our generation 30 and under, and that the women 30 and under have become more of the leaders, the take charge, take control. And again, not necessarily in a bad way, I'm scratching my head. Look, the feminization of men, or maybe the weakening of masculinity, you might call it, has got me asking why. I know over the last 100 years, testosterone in men has plummeted. I know divorce has almost totally eradicated the example of what a godly father is in homes today. I know women's rights have beaten up on men, and I know women have been harassed and subjugated into thinking that they must now be as dominant as men and take the best-known foibles of men and parade them around in their own actions, touting them as equals. And you go, Garth, what exactly do you mean? I mean that when I was, say, 30, looking at guys my age, it was about the score. It was about getting ahead. It was about putting others down. It was about standing out as a pack. It was, you know, kind of kill or be killed. And the women were there just to basically serve the men. Right or wrong, the roles have changed. Now girls 30 and under are talking about their body count, about how many men they have bagged. And most men 30, 35 and under don't know what they're doing, have no future, have no goals, are living at home. And that's not a check to my boys. But it is kind of relevant. So today is a men's checkup, kind of a list for you to ask yourself. And ladies, if you're listening, please pass this along to your husbands, brothers, boyfriends, dads, whomever. But it's, where are you today? I'm going to go through it real quick. Number one is, can you be honest with where you are at in your walk with Christ and in your life in general? Now, what are you doing to change that? I mean, if you can honestly look at yourself and be realistic at where you're at in your walk with God and in your life in general, how do you now deal with that? Because how do you get ahead? How do you move out from where you're at? Look, number one thing to do is find a godly mentor. It's the number one step in changing your life. Point B, do you understand the seasons of a spiritual journey? You know, 26 years ago, I was so red hot for Jesus. I would walk into stores and God would give me a prophetic word for someone that I'd never met before. It would rock their life. They'd give their heart to Christ. And then just a couple years later, I was fighting to keep myself from walking away from ministry. My marriage was brutal. I was burned out. But then 2 years after that, I was fully engaged in my Christian walk and my ministry began to explode, even in the secular world. And then a few years after that, I faced some hard times. And then again, I had some good times. And then I had some tough times. And then I had some really supernatural times for a few years. And then it was kind of blah, blah times. And then there were more struggles. And then some good times. And then some bad times. And then some blah times. And then some really good times. And Garth, get to the point. Well, what am I trying to say? Life has seasons. Do you know? Do you understand that life has seasons in every area? And are you ready to handle them? Do you know why each season exists? Letter C, make your walk about others and not you. Look, the sooner you practice this and figure it out, the faster your life comes in focus. 3D, color, HD, whatever you want to call it. I love the Zig Ziglar quote. He said, if you help enough people get what they want, you will always end up getting what you want. And serving is, in fact, a secret weapon to a meaningful life. D, make sure your spiritual walk soaks into every area of your life. You are not looking at porn. You're not fondling your girlfriend. You're not sleeping with your girlfriend. You're choosing to tithe. You're choosing to share the gospel. You're not making excuses about your pet sins. You're not drinking or going out and partying anymore. You're not smoking crack or pot or whatever because, deal with my anxiety. You still put the wrong thoughts in your head? Well, stop. Would I want my pastor to get up and preach this week's sermon out of your brain and your actions from this last week? Uh-huh. Okay. E, take responsibility of your intimacy with Christ. Would reading more and praying more help you in where you're at? Would fasting help? Would confessing your sins and staying accountable to someone help? Would going to a Bible study help? Would going to a regular prayer meeting help? Then do it. Do it. You're responsible for you. F, grow in your gifts and push for more gifts. Take risks in finding what your gifts are or what you're good at. Pray for someone to get healed. Teach the four-year-old class at church. Give a prophetic word. Lead worship. Tell your boss about Jesus. Tell your neighbor about Jesus. Sacrifice for others. Give that money away that you were saving. Share that talent for Jesus. But just take a chance and grow in your gifts. Push. Explore. And G, learn that spiritual discipline is better than spiritual passion. You've heard me say in regards to the common line by my parents, I just want to make my kids happy. Not me. I want my kids to be resilient. I want them to understand that resilience and discipline is what brings freedom, passion, success in every area of your life. Spiritual discipline trumps spiritual passion every time. Show me someone in the Bible who helped change history, and I will show you someone who didn't go by their feelings. That's the spiritual checkup for men today. Share it and let me know what you think. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.